Certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win at Edmonton.
Here's McCabe, all the way, scores!
Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Thursday, November 4th. How you doing out there? I'm your host, Hernan Salas, from TSN 1260, the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast. You can connect with me on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. On the pod today, yeah, we'll break down the Oilers' 5-2 win over the Nashville Predators from last night. That was a fun game. It was a good game. The Oilers now 8-1. So we'll break down that, and we'll hear some clips from Dave Tippett post-game. We'll also get into the Jack Eichel trade. Of course, he's heading to the Vegas Golden Knights. We'll break it all down. We'll also hear some clips from Ken Bulkey from Sin Bin Vegas as he joined the lowdown. Let's get his, just a quick clip, his initial thoughts on the trade as we get our first blockbuster of the year, and it is the Vegas Golden Knights. It was much rumored that Calgary was also in on it, but when you see the return, you're like, how were they not able to beat that? And I know a lot of people were suggesting Tkachuk was involved in that, but doesn't look like it. Tkachuk's legit, man, and nothing against Alex Tuck and Peyton Krebs, but I think Buffalo could have did a little bit better. But we'll get into all that, and maybe I'll be joined by Connor Halley just to talk Oilers and that trade as well. But let's get right to it as the Edmonton Oilers pick up a 5-2 win over the Nashville Predators and now sit top in the West with an 8-1 record. Good. That's their first. That's their best start since 85-86. The last time they started this well. Wasn't a good first period. I thought Nashville played really well compared to their first period in Calgary. Edmonton was a little sluggish. They just, there wasn't much going on there. They were able to get power play marker, and then Duchesne tied it seconds later. And it's not the best opening period for the Edmonton Oilers, but then came the line shuffling into the second. Leon and Connor put back together with Jesse Puljujarvi. New Yamamoto and Hyman were your second line. And then Devin Shore got bumped into the third line between Cassian and Fogel, and Derek Ryan went down to play with Perlini and Kyle Turris, and it seemed to work. You got to give credit to Dave Tippett. It all worked out for him, and they were able to find a way to win this game. Leon had 2 goals and 1 assist, now at 20 points on the season to lead the NHL. Connor had 2. He sits second with 19. Devin Shore's best game, 100% it was. He was really good in this game. I like the bump up. It was a good read by Dave Tippett. Yamamoto scores again. Hey, 2 goals in 2 games? Where are all those people that wanted him out? They're pretty quiet right now. So we said it. We all did. Yamamoto gets one, and the floodgates were open, and he was able to score it. He scored with Nuge and Zach Hyman as line mates. So good on the little guy. He's finding a little bit of a groove. Hopefully he can keep it going. Nugent Hopkins keeps adding 2 more apples, as the people like to call it in the hockey world, and he now sits at 13 assists. 0 goals, but he's playing some good hockey, and he was joking around post-game saying, is it my slumping or am I on a streak here? So he had a good sense of humor about it, but he is playing well. At the end of the day, what can you really say? Mikko Koskinen solid, once again making 31 saves. He's 6-1 on the season. The power play went 1-for-2. The PK, 3-for-4. They gave up a power play goal late, but that's the first one, I think, since their second game. So good on them. The Edmonton Oilers are rolling. And I know you guys are probably sick of hearing this, but I'll keep saying it. The Edmonton Oilers have yet to play their A game. They were close. I mean, it's weird to say, but Philadelphia, they played well. They just couldn't get the stops. But imagine when this team's firing on all cylinders. Like, they're going to be really, really good. But they're finding a way. They've won 8 of 9. Yes, we can nitpick. Yes, there's certain areas they have to play better. And yes, the playoffs are a long ways away, and this team needs to improve, and they will. Every team does. Well, not every team, but you know what I mean. The Oilers are not going to be playing the way they're playing now when it comes into April and May. Okay, guys? They are going to improve. There's going to be ups and downs throughout the season. Players are going to go through streaks, good or bad. So just enjoy it. They're 8-1. They're in the top of the NHL. Like, I mean, Carolina, Florida, only teams that haven't lost in regulation. I think St. Louis is up there as well. So let's just enjoy this. And they get the New York Rangers tomorrow. It's going to be a good test. That's a good team. And it's Kevin Lowe retirement night. And tomorrow I will be joined by John Chick from Locked On Rangers. We'll do a kind of little crossover podcast for you guys to tee up Oilers and Rangers. But it's going to be a fun night. Other parts of the game, I mean, Zach Hyman robbed twice by the young Connor Ingram there. So Zach Hyman, I thought he had both goals, but it just great saves. And all in all, the Oilers not very good in the first. I thought they were better in the second and definitely took the game over in the third. They were able to create that separation. And how about Leon giving up the hat-trick goal to send it over to Jesse Puljujärvi, who hadn't scored in a while. Good on him. This team is rolling. They're united. They're different. They've taken that next step, and it's great to see. All right, guys, coming up next, we'll get some clips from Mr. Dave Tippett. We'll also hear from Ken Balke, just a quick clip from him from Sin Bin Vegas as Jack Eichel is heading to Sin City. So he'll just give us his initial thoughts on the move. That's all coming up next here on the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. We're back and better than ever. A new web interface for the start of the basketball season and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Head to our updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast, like I mentioned, the big trade that went down today was Jack Eichel heading to the Vegas Golden Knights. Alex Tuch, Peyton Krebs heading the other way and some picks. We'll get to all that here before Ken Balke. Just some quick news. The Arizona Coyotes claim Wedgwood off waivers from the Devils, a goaltender, Scott there. Three-time All-Star Marion Gaborik officially retires. We all knew that was coming. He just, had to make it official. Fantasy purposes, Jonathan Drouin out tonight versus the Islanders. So make sure if you have him on your team that you sub him out. 9 games on tap in the NHL tonight. Toronto's home to the Lightning. Montreal's home to the Islanders. Calgary welcomes in the Dallas Stars. It's the Vegas Golden Knights and Ottawa Senators. St. Louis takes on the San Jose Sharks. The Kraken are home to the Sabres. Philly and Pittsburgh do battle at 5 o'clock. Florida's home to the Washington Capitals. And I think there's one more here. Yeah, and Boston Bruins will take on the Detroit Red Wings. But that's all that's coming down the pipe. But you know what? Let's break down this Eichel trade here right now. So the trade is, so the Golden Knights acquired Jack Eichel in a conditional pick, which is, I believe, a third rounder here. It's really messy. Yeah, a 2023 third round pick and Eichel to Vegas. Buffalo receives Alex Tuch, Peyton Krebs, a 2022 first round pick, which is top 10 protected, and a second round pick in 2023. So let me know what you think of the trade. Do you think Buffalo could have did better? I'll say this on it. I thought they could have. They didn't get that elite guy. Like, you want an elite or even close to that. But Alex Tuck's a good player. Don't get me wrong. I like him, but he's probably second line at best. Peyton Krebs, young guy, sure. But I don't see him being an elite top line player. So I thought they could have did a little bit better. But all in all, they got two solid guys. But I mean, if you're the Sabres fans, you're probably sitting there saying, we could have probably got a little bit more. So let me know, what grade would you give the Buffalo Sabres for the return on Jack Eichel? We posted it at TSN on Facebook, and the early was like a B minus, B plus. People, and listen, Alex Tuck's young, so is Krebs. And they get a first rounder, and then they got the other extra pick as well. And I get Jack Eichel's injured. He's not going to play for months now. He's been cleared to get the procedure, whatever it is he has to do, but he's still going to be out about 3-4 months. So, and Vegas is over the cap by a lot, so we'll see what happens. Is he a playoff guy? Are the Vegas Golden Knights going to make the playoffs? They're struggling right now with all their injuries. So definitely an interesting trade. I thought Buffalo could have did a little bit better. But all in all, when you look at it, it's not too bad. And they get a ton of cap space. No, cap space doesn't mean instant success. So we'll see how they manage going forward here. But that is the first blockbuster trade of the season. And here's Ken Balke from Sin Bin Vegas, who joined Low Tide on the Lowdown. And here are his thoughts on the move.
An elite player, and he's obviously better than the centers they had. And I definitely don't think we have to talk about lack of center depth around here anymore. Yeah, I think it just depends on how they're able to build the team around him. Like right now, you know, he becomes a part of the team. I think in the future, he's 25. You would hope that as Petrangelo's deal falls off and Carton and Stone, that maybe he can become the future. It's just they're very, very top heavy all of a sudden.
Yeah, I mean, when that team's healthy, they're going to be pretty Pacioretty, Stone, Marchessault, Riley Smith, William Karlsson, Jack Eichel. That looks pretty scary. But let's get to Dave Tippett and just his thoughts on last night's game after a 5-2 win. But yeah, he was kind of, he just wasn't feeling it. He didn't have the juice post game, but here he is on his team's 5-2 win.
Some good things. Didn't think our puck play was as clean as I'd like to see it, but it was solid. We did what we had to do to win.
We saw the lines shuffling in the second period, and it worked. Here's Dave Tippett on the shuffling of lines.
Just looking for a little spark.
Short and sweet for Tip, like I told you, he didn't have the juice last night. Devin Shore, I think his last two games have been his best games. He got a beautiful helper on the Turris goal against the Kraken on Monday. He scored a nice goal yesterday. So good on the good old Devin Shore there. Took a lot of heat when he signed, which was absolutely ridiculous. But here's Dave Tippett on if this was Shore's best game.
Yeah, he was good. You know, we're just looking to – sometimes you kind of get going along, it's kind of gets – you're in too much of a rhythm. Sometimes you just got to shake it up a little bit. So we just kind of flipped a few guys around. Devin was one of the guys we flipped around and jumped in with Fogle and Cass, and he was good.
And Dave Tippett did allude to he wasn't happy with the puck play. So he was asked, kind of break that down, what wasn't he impressed with? And because the Edmonton Oilers did have some good looks. I mean, Ingram made like 2-3 amazing saves, but here's Dave Tippett.
Yeah, we did. Just more the puck play out of our end, just not coming out clean, jamming a lot of stuff up the wall and D-to-D stuff, flipping it around, and just we bring trouble on ourselves sometimes. So that's an area we have to clean up a little bit.
That was Dave Tippett post-game after his team's 5-2 win. Back at it tomorrow night from Rogers Place. You have to be in your seats for the Kevin Lowe retirement. His number 4 is going up in the rafters at 5:45. So plan accordingly. Make sure you know that. And then puck drops at 7:30 from Rogers Place. And it's going to be awesome to see the New York Rangers in town. They have a good team. Zibanejad, Panarin. I mean, Kreider's playing well. Strom's really hit his stride in New York. So it's going to be a fun game, a good test for the Edmonton Oilers. And we'll see if Mike Smith is cleared to go, who's going to start in net. I don't anticipate a lot of line changes, maybe Kuku in for Russell and maybe a shift in the fourth line. Or are we going to see Shore still centering that third line? Or is he going to go back to that third line that a lot of people have been very happy with Ryan Fogle and Cassian? So not a lot of guys coming in, but I think we might see that lineup shuffle. And yeah, we won't know till tomorrow. So we'll see what happens there. Coming up next, I'm hoped to be joined by Connor Halley so we can discuss further this Golden Knights Sabres trade and talk some Oilers. They're 8-1. It's been a very long time since they started this well, so enjoy it, people. Enjoy it. Yamamoto scoring. The two big two are leading the NHL in scoring once again. Your goaltending's playing just unreal right now. Your decor's holding up 100%. They are, so be happy. All right? More coming up on the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. Back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast, and I was able to track down Connor Halley from the Jason Gregor Show. I don't know why I say your name like that. And the other Connor podcast. Connor, what do you want to talk about first? Oilers or the trade today? It's up to you.
I don't know. It's your show. It's Locked On Oilers.
Okay, let's go with Oilers. 8-1.
Okay.
Yep. 8-1. Anything you want to nitpick at about this team?
Not really. I don't feel like it. Okay, I feel like that's such a thing to do right
hear.
Now on social media, and it's always been this way, so we should be used to it, but it's still something we complain about all the time. Like, they're 8-1. Yeah, Kyler Yamamoto had a slow start, but hey, look, he's got 2 goals in his last games. He worked through it.
Yeah.
He found a way to get better. In those games, they weren't losing. He wasn't the biggest problem. They were still scoring goals, and they worked their way through it. Mikko Koskinen, yeah, game against Philadelphia wasn't perfect. Probably his worst game of the year, but the people that complained and wanted to see Stuart Skinner, well, Mikko's been pretty good in the last 2 games against Seattle and the Nashville Predators. So, no, Hernan, I would like to be positive when this team is playing well. There's going to be a stretch when they're going to lose games, and at that point we can be negative. But, no, right now they're beating the teams in front of them. And if I just can say one thing, Hernan, that goal by Leon Draisaitl on the power play
one?
With the pass from Nuge, like, my God. We are so lucky that we get a chance to watch Connor McDavid on a nightly basis, but Leon Draisaitl, that finish is all world. Like that
he put it where
you couldn't make that save, and I was listening to the radio call, and I was like, they did not do this goal
justice.
They're like, oh, you know, just trying to hug the post there. Ingram couldn't quite get it. Like, no, he got to the post, and that's just a shot that you can't stop. Like, that is right under the bar
It was perfect.
Cross ice, such a beautiful
finish.
And
he didn't get all of it. Puck was like on edge.
But he got what he could. He put it where, you know, few guys can. And that's just a goal scorer's goal. So, yeah, all positives for me on this one, Hernan. I love that guy in the crowd with, like, the bison mask on.
Yeah,
I put it up there on
fun.
Twitter. That was hilarious. I think those eyes follow you wherever you take the
eyes,
from.
Chico, the eyes.
So, yeah, Hernan, no negativity for me. Are you nitpicking? You're on the post-game show. Are people upset about
stuff? No, I feel kind of stupid, to be honest with you, if I'm nitpicking. They're 8-1, man. Like, no. Can they have better starts? Sure. Have they played a complete game yet? No. And Dave Tippett's saying the same thing. After Kraken last night, he's like, yeah, there's a few things we need to clean up. But every team, I think, is cleaning up stuff. I mean, Carolina's undefeated. Florida's undefeated. Well, they haven't lost in regulation. But I think all those teams are looking to improve in certain aspects. So I think the Oilers are no different. So, my message on this podcast is, like, enjoy it, man. Like, here in Edmonton, we've been everybody, media, fans, the players. Like, it's been such rough times.
Yeah.
It has. And even though they have had success in the last two regular seasons, it's been terrible in the postseason. They have one win in the last 2 years. So enjoy this and worry about the playoffs when April rolls around. Don't worry about it now. We saw some line shuffling. Dave Tippett, and it worked. I mean, he called the right shots. It was a good call by Dave Tippett. Would you keep those lines going into tomorrow?
Mm.
So the two big guys together, Nuge, centering Hyman, and Yamamoto, Shore in place of Ryan. So Ryan and Shore just flip-flop.
Yeah. I don't mind that. I mean, when Shore got up there, obviously, you know, we've seen him have an impact. Looks like he's starting to find his
playing
groove
as
of late. The injury probably set him back a little bit. So, you know, you kind of don't worry about that one. For me, I like what they're doing with that flip-flop on the top line. It's kind of like, get used to it. Like, because at any point, I could flip the switch, and I need Hyman and Nuge and Yamamoto, whatever it is. You guys got to be ready to play with who you're playing with, depending on the game. Throwing Leon Draisaitl out there on that top line, a little bit of a physical presence out there on that line against that Preds team. I've got no issue with it. I think Dave Tippett has a better feel for his team than Joe Blow on the internet or you or I. Like, we can say what we think, but
hey, what do you mean?
I know more than Dave Tippett. I've never coached in the NHL, but I think that, you know, he's making the right calls and it's working. I will say this, if I want to nitpick one thing, and I'll sound like every Oiler fan out there right now. Now, I mean, why are they not getting called on the power play? Like, they go 1-for-2 last night. I know the refs. I know for a fact they're just like, we can't give them too many because it's going to.
But it's ridiculous. Call
impact.
The damn game.
Yeah, they think it's going to impact the rule or the game, the outcome. They don't want to do that. Well, maybe Nashville or the opposing team shouldn't take penalties. Like, Colton Sissons, I know he thought McDavid dove on that power play. Well, you know what? He's going to have to start diving because the refs aren't calling you know what for him. So he's doing something to make it happen. Yeah, maybe he went down a little light, but doesn't matter. You still did the infraction, and you have to call it.
So you're punishing the Oilers because they're good on the power play.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Like, every ref should be slapped.
It's
on a
brutal.
Side note, I saw the refs warming up on Monday in the hallway, and I thought they were players. They're pretty buff, man. Like,
people,
I wouldn't want to scrap one of those guys. Well, the refs I saw were pretty – they were pretty built. Like, they're –
I mean, they skate 60 minutes. Like, they're not hopping off on the
bench. No, I know they were in shape. I was like, holy smokes, that's a ref.
They got to be in there to pull guys off the pile and stuff. They probably have great balance and everything. But you know what? Like, it's a tough job, but it's really not that hard. Like, you see calls go the other way, and then the Oilers just don't get them. And classic argument here, every other sports tries to benefit their superstars. The NHL doesn't do it. And it's not just the Oilers. It's, you know, the Sidney Crosbys. We've seen it in Calgary with Johnny Gaudreau.
Yeah, it happens a lot, man.
And Kachuk. Like, they just don't get those calls for some reason. And that's what I would nitpick. It's not the Oilers. It's just the NHL.
Yeah. Tomorrow's the big night down at Rogers. Number 4 will go up to the rafters. Probably the last one we see until probably Connor or Leon, right? Like, realistically. I know I'm a little bit older than you, but, I mean, favorite memory of Kevin Lowe as a player? Because, I mean, he built the team that went to the 06. Like, he made some good trades. He brought in Samsonov, Rolly the goalie. But we all know what happened after, and a lot of fans were upset with him, and there was a billboard about him and everything. You remember? But any good memories about Kevin Lowe as a player, what you remember?
Honestly, Hernan, not that much. Like, okay. I remember him coming back for the second stint, and it was kind of...
He was the old guy.
Yeah, he was the old guy. And for him, that had to be probably quite weird, like going from having Gretzky and Messier to the new regime that he had, and it just wasn't quite there. But, you know, just the presence that he brought and the nastiness that he could have on the ice, I guess, would be the stuff for me because I didn't really get a chance to see him with the Dynasty just in his return. But to me, like, a guy who's just bleeds orange and blue, copper and blue, right? Like, he's an Oiler through and through. He's had basically every position with the team. He was the player. Was he the first overall or the first pick they ever had in the draft?
I think so. And I think he scored the first goal,
Like, he's been, you know, an assistant coach, a coach.
He loves Edmonton.
President, yeah. The GM. He's done it all. He built a good team. He's just, you know, there might be other people you think of for the Oilers that come first, but he's done everything with this team. It had to happen. The second he got into the Hall of Fame, I thought it was worthy. I thought even if he didn't get into the Hall of Fame, eventually they were going to retire his number. So good for him, and just off the ice. Like, I've only had a couple run-ins with him. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you've talked to him probably on the phone working at TSN, so have I. But I remember one time I was at an Oil Kings game doing, like, the on-site production and walking down after a game with Corey Graham at the time. And Kevin saw Corey and, like, came across, like, cut through people to come say hello and, you know, actually included me in the conversation. I was just like, oh my God, this is Kevin Lowe. Like,
yeah, he seems like he's a good dude.
Just such a nice guy. So happy for him. Obviously, it's going to be an awesome ceremony down at Rogers on a Friday afternoon, evening. And yeah, happy for him. And like you said, like, we talked about it on the show, like, there's probably no one else that goes into the Hall of Fame after this one. Or sorry, into the rafters. Like, it's going to be McDavid or Draisaitl.
Yeah. Yeah. And lastly, I know we got to get going here. What do you make of the Vegas Sabres trade? Jack Eichel finally moved.
That's interesting, isn't it? I mean, good for Buffalo to finally make it happen. And, I thought there was a trade there for both sides to win, right? Like, Buffalo gets rid of a disgruntled player. Eichel gets to go to a team where he can contribute. Salary cap's going to be interesting to see what Vegas does with that. And I wonder, like, Jack Eichel, does he pull the little Kucherov and just sit out as long as he can? Yeah. I know he's got to undergo that neck procedure. I'm not a doctor. I don't know how long that's going to be. But I like the trade. Like, honestly, I love when trades work out for both sides. And I think that Vegas gets what they need. They get some help. And for Buffalo, no bones about it. They're in a total rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have him on the ice, and now they get two new players. They get some draft picks. Like, I think it's just a win-win deal. I was hoping it'd be in Calgary. I didn't get why Calgary would make the trade, you know, right now when they're playing so good and try to disrupt the chemistry. But Eichel versus McDavid, that would have been fun for the Battle of Alberta. But good that he's in the Pacific. We'll see him quite a bit.
Connor, thank you so much for taking the time to join me. Oh, and just one bit of news here before we get going. Tom Gazzola tweeted out about, this afternoon that Dave Tippett had a lengthy chat with Mike Smith after practice. Says the goalie is close, but he did mention that Smith was a little hesitant at practice today and they don't want to rush him. He also mentioned he may want to get Skinner into a game. So it doesn't look like Smith will be in tomorrow at all, and then we'll see into next week. But it'll be kind of cool to see Skinner in. I highly doubt we'll see Skinner tomorrow, but you might see him on the road trip here. And when you're 8-1, I think you can afford to let Mike Smith take his time here and not rush it so he can just re-injure it, right? So looks like Koskinen again probably tomorrow, and then on the road trip you might see Stuart Skinner, and a lot of people are excited about that. But shout out to Tom Gazzola for that news today. This is going to wrap up the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Thursday. Edmonton Oilers rolling nicely right now, 8-1 on the season. Be happy, Oilers fans, be happy. They're back at it tomorrow. We'll have another podcast teeing up Oilers and Rangers, and of course Kevin Lowe Knight. Don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. For my producer, Juanito, this is the Locked On Oilers Podcast, and I am Hernan the Man talking. Los Petroleros, have a nice day. We'll chat tomorrow.